It's John and Rachel, you jag off late night, our 17th episode. We're almost to 20, but that's okay. It's the 17th, and we're doing something big. We always talk about wearing t-shirts for a cause.
That lasted
four times. We didn't rush here. Yeah. But today we are wearing red because it's February 2nd, which is Groundhog Day, but also a very important day, Go Red for Women Day.
Yeah, and I love that I didn't recall. You did. You know, when you got up, you were like, we need to wear red today. It's very important. So thanks to you.
So reminding all women that it's time to go get your, be heart healthy, be stroke healthy, get checked out, because women don't typically have the same symptoms that men have for heart attacks. So it kind of comes
in quietly.
So anyways,
flash from all right. Chamberlain.
So this is the Jag Off Podcast. If you're listening on Q92.9, make sure you come back next Friday. If you're listening on the podcast or watching on the YouTube feed, what do? You subscribe.
Yeah. You asked me, but you answered. So that was good.
Right.
Because I don't always know to subscribe. I just have that. I already clicked the button. We want to tell you about our blogs. Every day we write a blog post, typically about Pittsburghers done wrong. So we choose a couple that we want to remind you about. John, what's first up?
First one is, I hate when people go to the soda fountain, whether it's anywhere, it's all self-serve. Listen, it's refillable. So you don't have to fill it to the top every time. So when I'm waiting for you to wait your foam to, for your foam to go down, I don't need, I just fill it. You don't have to go.
Where were you that this annoyed you so much for this? I'm sorry.
Just fill it. Fill it.
Did you notice I sort of stepped on his?
Yeah. Just fill it.
Go ahead.
Go away. Come back. Get more.
Do it again.
Right. You don't need to do it, you jagoffs. Just come back and get more later.
All right. And then we were driving together, of course, and we were in my area right here in North Hills. I warned you last week that this was going to make it to the blog, and it did. Someone was holding the flag on the opposite end, and they were actually waving the wooden part instead of the actual flag. And we got a really good picture of it. And it's right at the corner of our streets, Monica, so you might see it yourself.
And the funny thing is, you make fun of yourself not being able to take good pictures, and you took a great couple of pictures.
I took about 14.
Yeah,
because I just kept
one. Right.
Yeah, it was very good. The movement of the wave of the flag was not easy.
Right.
And of course, we would be remiss, because if you didn't notice, we have done away with our question of the day just for the last couple of weeks, because something big is happening. Next Friday, February 9th, we are going to play a rerun of our very first episode here at You Jag Off Late Night, because we will be at the Pierce Studio over in the Cultural Trust playing Name That Tune.
You Jag Off.
With PTL. We do it every year. It's our third annual. And this year, it's Pittsburgh guys for Name That Tune, You Jag Off. So they basically, and we have to name that tune. So we thought we might as well really get some practice. So we've been having our guests play. So that's what we're going to do again tonight. Monica has, you know, her little card already that she's going to just play a couple songs.
You brought up the guests. The guests are Mitch. See if you get that right. Right.
Virginia. The silence is D-U-G-A-N.
They knew it. Yeah. Virginia from the Pittsburgh Magazine has a big announcement.
If you didn't see, she actually finally, today, the magazines came. So you'll see who the Pittsburgh
of
the year is.
Nobody knows it until you watch or listen to this.
There you go. And last but not least, our quarterly guest, Josh Axelrod. Super excited to catch up with him, find out what's going on at the Post-Gazette and some, of course, famous people he's interviewed. Mm-hmm. And Ben from the Cajon Concept is coming on.
Thanks to Adam at Dresky Adam Balin. So
how about that?
We got
super stoked for tonight. If you're not here, you're missing out on a good time. You need to come to another one. Yeah, it's a great, great crowd. And we're going to jump in and talk to some great yinzers. So listen in on You Jag Off Late Night.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I found a Lee press-on nail in my dryer stuff, and
It was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so we went like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. We got the high sign to stop talking because, of course, Josh Axelrod from the Post-Gazette is here. It's easy for us to get off topic and want to just chat with him about all of the amazing people who he's interviewed.
Right. And in the meantime, behind us, you can see lots of people chatting. This is what you could do if you come up to 5000 McKnight Road on Fridays. Not next Friday, of course. At 5:30, you can get some cocktails, get some pizza, or some snacks. But in the meantime, Josh, this is the first time we've really ever had you in a real somewhat podcast setting. We usually have you out the hot sun.
No, he was here once.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I was about to correct you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
And he was third episode, I think.
Well, I was going to say, more importantly, for once you're having me first and not following like an actual saint.
True.
So I appreciate that you're not making me follow
isn't that
some
in your rider
like,
now?
Amazing person. that's in my contract next Friday.
I love it. That's my favorite. So, obviously, as always, you've written some great stories over the last couple of weeks. And obviously, since we have talked to you, and we were reminiscing that the last we talked, we were coming out of the strike.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time we were talked, everything was still shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything's back. Well, okay, that's a strong way to put
that's
it.
That's
but
a lot.
At the very least, SAG and the WGA have contracts, and we have something filming here again.
Now, do you get the sense that those who have jobs in that field here, they're back to working pretty much full force?
Or? Whoever could get a job on season 3 of Mayor of Kingstown, at least.
Okay.
I can't account for anything else because that's only one show, but it is a pretty massive undertaking.
Yeah.
The last time they were here for season 2, I want to say they were here for a good 3 or 4 months. So, I mean, that's a solid...
Realize
that's a solid quarter, third of a year of work right there for some people.
And for sure.
I know their casting director is going bananas trying to fill all of these like ticky-tacky little parts that like these very specific Taylor Sheridan parts that the show needs.
Are they ever looking for podcasters?
You can ask.
I like how he just passed it on to you. Like,
show,
he's not asking.
The show's a little low-tech. I don't know if they have room for that, but hey, it's technically set in modern times. So
now, that's it. Have you ever actually gone to be an extra in a movie?
No.
No, you've never...
Not your jam.
That's
no, I've done set visits, but I haven't actually been on camera for anything.
Okay.
Although, whatever. The balcony of a previous apartment does appear in season 1 of American Rust.
Okay, there
Boom.
You go. You're like,
did he not just tell us not to talk personal and he throws in the balcony?
Yeah, that's why I hesitated, but you know what? Whatever.
Whatever. Anything
I'm not going to tell you what scene it was in.
Anything goes.
I caught it pretty quickly.
Do you find yourself really getting involved in the movies and the shows that you're covering? Like, is there a time that you go, this wasn't what I thought? And of course, you wouldn't write it that way. You're very eloquent in the way that you write it. But after you've spoken to some of these people, do you find yourself like immersed in what they're doing more? Or do you kind of go, that was okay? Depends on.
I mean, chances are good after I talk to someone, I'm going to root for them harder. Like, I'm going to want them to succeed. I mean, it's certainly better, especially if they're a Pittsburgh person, like, it's certainly better for my line of work if they succeed and they do more cool things I get to talk to them about.
Yeah.
But even if something is only okay, or, I mean, there have certainly been occasions where I thought something was bad and I still had to interview a person about it, I think I've gotten pretty good at being diplomatic.
You are diplomatic, no question.
Like, I think even in my negative reviews, like I just reviewed the new Mean Girls movie, which
that's a great example.
Not my favorite. Not terrible, but definitely not my favorite. Solid 2 out of 4 stars. I thought I was about as nice in my review as I could have possibly.
Okay, fair. And that's what I was going for.
And I did interview Jaquel Spivey, the Point Park grad who played Damien in that movie, and we had a lovely chat. He was one of the best parts of that movie, so that also helps.
And you wrote that, yeah.
That also helps when the people, even in a bad movie, are one of the best parts.
Sure.
It makes my life easier.
There you go, especially when they have Point Park behind them, right?
Right. Now, Lauren Allred, just on TV, did you know her before she got into all these contests? Because she was pretty popular prior to this.
No, the whole point of this is that she wasn't.
Right.
Right.
I mean, which again, she had credentials.
If you read his four stories. I wrote this.
But I mean, she had credentials, I guess.
She did. She did.
And the fact is, like, she was literally under the radar with these extremely good credentials.
I mean, I will fully admit that when I first saw The Greatest Showman, I had no reason to believe that wasn't Rebecca Ferguson singing Never Enough.
Okay. Sure.
But it turns out that was Northside native Lauren Allred.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then she just appeared on America's Got Talent, I guess a couple weeks ago, kind of blew everyone away with her a new version of Never Enough. She keeps covering that song because it's...
Yeah.
It really showcases her vocal range.
Yeah. But she got famous on the British version of it first before she came over here.
Once
right?
again, got famous is strong, but she at least like got into the America's Got Talent like ecosystem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only saying that because the whole point of her story is that
I get it.
She was pretty shy as a kid. She never wanted to sing. And then when she finally started trying to break into the music industry, she hit some hurdles and quit. But then she got this Never Enough gig and that eventually she was like, I need to get back into this world and let people know who I am. And that's how she ended up on Britain's Got Talent. And that's how she met Simon Cowell. And so the show she was on this time was America's Got Talent Fantasy League,
right?
Which is, I guess, the first time they've ever done an all-star America's Got Talent. And Simon was like, you know what? I want Lauren on my team. And that's he's the one that got her to sing Never Enough again.
Yeah.
And he's the one that got her to do the biggest version of Over the Rainbow I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
I've never heard anyone belt on that song before.
I was watching and I was thinking, like, that's Rachel's
one of my favorite
things.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, I wasn't all that pleased with her version of it. Like, I thought...
Same. I'm glad you
mess
said
with
that.
The, don't mess with the traditions kind of
Agree.
Thing. I mean, I think she's a fabulous
singer. She's phenomenal.
Singer.
I mean, she's probably a... never mind. I don't know if I can say that. That's sacrosanct. She has a bigger voice than Judy Garland, I think.
Oh,
I can't talk to
Rachel's
remember?
Leaving. Rachel's
I didn't
walking
say,
off
I didn't
the
say
set
she's a
right
better
now.
Singer, but I think she might have a bigger voice.
There you go.
We're not making eye contact.
She certainly used her voice in a bigger way on that song than Judy
Garland. That's funny.
Yeah, it's definitely a different version. Yeah, and I like that. But yes. And the whole point, like you said, is she's just phenomenal. What are you working on currently other than talking about our game show, which we certainly appreciate that you are doing?
Well, I did an interview earlier this week with these two podcasters who have a thing coming up that they wanted some buzz about. They were doing it with these two other TV people.
It's just those two.
Yeah, the five of us hopped on Zoom. We had a good time. And
wasn't that fun?
Yeah, next week you might want to check out my story on Ya Jagoff and Pittsburgh Today Live's Name That Tune, Ya Jagoff.
When you got on that Zoom, were you like, how the hell am I ever going to control this thing?
It was a lot.
Right? What do you mean?
I controlled it
really well.
You do control
it. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, no question. No question about that. But when you first saw everybody goofing off, you're like, oh, wow.
I think you heard me during that interview try to pull you all back. On occasion. And I think I did a pretty good job.
You did a great job.
I got what I needed. And the story's filed and ready to go. So
I can't wait. You are truly one of our favorite writers. So we always want to know, what is it that's intriguing you now? Is there something that's out of your sort of zone? Or something that you always give us like that aha, like didn't know this was happening with this person I'm talking to. Has that happened lately?
What's intriguing me now? I don't think I can talk about my feelings on it yet, but I just saw Drive Away Dolls. The Ethan Coen movie that shot here a few years ago.
Okay.
There was a screening of it earlier this week. There will be coverage of that in the near future. I think I would break embargoes if I said anything else, but that's certainly on my radar. What's interesting me right now? Like I said, I'm just happy people are back to work.
Yeah.
I'm definitely waiting on more productions to come here. Yeah. I'm waiting for an official announcement on season two, on when we're finally going to see season two of American Rust.
Yes.
They've,
I was going to ask you about that.
They've been holding that pretty close to the chest. Rumor has it that it might end up on another Amazon platform.
Really?
So we'll see.
Wow.
I don't want to report anything, but rumor has it that it might be in another. It might not be on Freevee.
Okay. Uh-huh. Does your wife like the same things you do, so that you two can kind of chat about this all like incessantly, especially now, right? It's the season.
The fun thing about our relationship is that I don't think she would ever turn on the TV if she wasn't with me. She was She was not a pop culture consumer like at all, really.
Okay.
And I think I've brought some bad habits out of her, but. Our kind of thing is that she knows I have to watch a ridiculous amount of stuff, and I get some grace.
Okay.
And when I think she would like it too, I usually wait to watch it with her. And I mean, I need to pick better shows for us to watch together.
There you go.
Is my take.
Okay.
Non-work shows.
I've watched. Yeah, even non-work shows. I feel like I haven't done a great job of like getting the creme de la creme for us to watch together.
Fair.
I need to do better about that. Although, and Monica reminded me of this earlier, we are watching True Detective Night Country together.
Right? Monica will be over because that is her thing.
Right,
she loves
that's
that.
Our Sunday binge.
There you go.
Josh, where does everybody find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Jaxelberg with an H. You can find me on Instagram. I think I'm just at Jaxel22. Yep. And then you can find my work on postgazette.com.
Nice. Now, we don't have a question of the day.
You are a regular guest, did you bring us a junk drawer gift again?
Well, yeah. So if you recall last time, I forgot to do that and just gave you my old grad school ID.
I did remember, and I didn't want to make you feel guilty.
This time, I actually remembered to bring you something at least.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Oh. And we have...
Oh, it's a... Trigosaurus.
It's a dragon.
It's a dragon.
It's a Trigosaurus. I'm pretty sure I got that guy with a drink I ordered at a Game of Thrones bar in DC.
Oh, that's what I meant.
2018.
That's what I meant. The dragon.
I had two of them to go with my little Daenerys Targaryen Funko Pop. And that and the other dragon are on my desk at work. And then I remembered, she ended up with only one dragon anyway.
That fits perfectly into our junk drawer.
I couldn't. It's junk.
Now we're
It's good junk.
Now
it's
as we're junk. Gearing up for the story that you wrote about, the Name That Tune, your Jackoff game show, are you ready to play Name That Tune with us?
I mean, I'm not ready, but I'm going to do it.
All right, good.
For the record, I'm a movie and TV guy. Music is not my forte.
John's not good at it either.
Yeah, so I'm not good. I can hum the song and get through it, but I don't know the names of it or who sang it.
Monica, can we name that tune in how many bars?
4 seconds.
Okay, 4 seconds.
All right, seconds. Ready? Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
That sounded Britney Spears-y, but I'm... is that Hit Me Baby one more? No.
They all sound the same, Britney!
Is that Oops, I Did It
Oops,
Again?
Okay. I did it again.
All right. At least I know enough to get a Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's the part I knew, Josh.
That was good stuff.
Yeah. I'm a 2000s kid. I gotta know that.
That was perfect, see? Josh, always a pleasure. One more time, everybody finds you all on the platforms. Jaxelberg.
No. Twitter at Jaxelberg with an H. Instagram at Jaxel22. And then my actual stuff on post-gazette.com. Nice.
And make sure you check out the story that he did. He always does an amazing job. And he did it on us and PTL. And you can check it out next week. Thank you
so much.
It'll
be Weekend Mag.
Yes,
that's right. Next up, we have a big announcement from Pittsburgh Magazine.
Welcome to Flamenic, and I take your orders.
You need a sandwich?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permane's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
How did you come up with the concept? Because this isn't, you don't see this on every corner, type of place like this.
Yeah. It's like merging my kind of two passions together, which is yoga and plants. Okay. I'm a certified herbalist and a certified aromatherapist, also a certified yoga teacher. And I have my degree in biology, so I spend a lot of time like doing botany, like out in the field and working with plants then. We offer a variety of classes. Most of them are kind of based around plants. So, you know, aromatherapy is plants, herbalism, where you're working with plants. It's making like your personal care items.
Doing some yoga there in Beaver County and
grows and flows.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Again, thanks to Dryer Vent Wizard for sponsoring that segment. We appreciate it. And next up, we're going to talk about this cover on Pittsburgh Magazine, right? Pittsburgher of the Year, Virginia. Welcome to the Jagoff Late Night.
This is such a pleasure.
Well, we get to see your face on the PMP calls regularly, Pittsburgh Media Partnership, and you know we're always in awe of those like you. you and Josh, who we get to see doing their craft, just really, really doing such good things for our city. And so when I got to talk to you, and I was sort of hinting, like, who is the Pittsburgher?
I know, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you. I was expecting you to say, well, aren't you going to give me a hint?
Yeah.
Come on.
I fished a little bit, but I guess, honestly, how could it not be?
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, it was really a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, we first, you know, reached out to our readers to find out who they want, who they'd suggest, and Kutch. And, I mean, he is so passionate about Pittsburgh, and we're so passionate about him.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to admit, and I say this, I promise, this is not something I say to everybody. My morning routine is to look through all of the different publications. So I'm looking, and as you know, the more you're looking, there's a common thread, right? There's,
exactly.
You know what the stories are, what's trending.
Right.
Pittsburgh Magazine is among my favorites. Obviously,
so you're looking at our newsletter, right?
The newsletter, yes.
It's very important, our newsletter.
Correct. Right. And that's why even when you messaged me, you know, with the article, I said I already knew because I saw it the hour before.
Well, you must get up very early.
I do get up early.
I think they posted about 5:15 in the morning.
That's her. She's up before you post that.
How did she already know that?
Yeah, it was great, though. But what I didn't know, surprisingly, was that you poll people. Somehow I missed that. I didn't know that readers could actually weigh in.
Yeah, we reach out about August, you know, because we have to start working on this for you. And then Christina Ravalis, she's done many of our Pittsburgher of the Year.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you, even though you didn't write it, do you know what it was like talking to him or what the
vibe?
Well,
you know what? He was actually negotiating for his new contract about the time we were trying to get interviews. So we had a very limited number of minutes, literally. Mm. Even all the photos that you see were done in 20 minutes by Laura Petrilla.
Oh,
yeah, it was amazing. So you have to work fast.
Yes, no question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
I failed to mention that you're the editor of Pittsburgh Magazine.
Yes, exactly.
So you're like, you're the boss.
She's
right.
Yeah,
right.
I am head honcho.
So when you...
Be nice to her, she said.
That's right. When you're going through this, like, when you look at all of the Pittsburghers, like, it's like picking a favorite child, I'd have to think. Who the best... But when you see Kutch come up as the winner of the poll, you have to go like, oh, that's a good one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So as the editor, you rejoice. And then what are you doing then? Once you know this is happening, how are you keeping it a secret? You're going out socially,
Well, you know, they had to reach out to the advertisers, and we asked them to please keep it quiet.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, we were out at Fan Fest for the Pirates Fan Fest taking pictures of him, and that was, of course, before it was announced, and probably people were looking and going,
So how did that concept even come to be, right? Pittsburgher of the Year.
I think somebody just hadn't done it. Yeah. Now you're asking me for the history. I think it's been done for about 25 years or 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, it is a legacy.
Exactly.
But
and sometimes they've had two or three people, and it actually... he's not the first time he's done this. He was on...
Oh, here, I'll hold that up.
So they were... He had a lot to do with the Pirates being the 2014 Pittsburghers of the Year because of his performance and everything. That's, you know, 2013, 2014, 2015 when they were winning games, you know. I mean, everybody was gaga over the Pirates.
Sure.
It was so great.
And that's where I was going to go with it because I don't like the negativity of... Everybody has an opinion and I understand.
Right.
I don't love the negativity around... you know, the Pirates, but he brought hope back. That's what I like seeing is the fact that he's now on the cover of this magazine.
Right.
It is so near and dear to so many Pittsburghers, saying kind of like, hey,
well,
it's
I mean,
be okay.
he's back home now.
Exactly.
I mean, even though he was born in Fort Meade, which is a little citrus town south of Orlando, I grew up in Orlando, so I know that area. You know, he was really hurt when they traded him.
Sure.
And he actually had circled the date that he was going to be back with the Giants at PNC Park. He was dreading it. But then the fans gave him a 90-second standing ovation. And my husband was in the stand, and he was crying. He literally cried.
You know.
When a Pittsburgher
hits
you, they hate you.
And so
like
he was gone, you know, for 5 years, four different teams, and he never sold his house in the North Hills. Yeah. He was hoping that he'd be back.
I love that.
And he's back.
And the story chronicles that very well. You know, you have to read the story because it really does unveil the way he felt. And it makes you even more in his corner, you know, and wanting to, to kind of hope for the best.
He has any place in the world to live, and he picks Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who wouldn't?
Well, and what's nice about Pittsburgh is, like, Christina, there's an anecdote about how he takes his kids to Ross Park Mall. There's a children's area, play area, and nobody bothers him. He's there with his three kids, and nobody comes up, asks for autographs. They're just very chill. They go, oh, there he is.
Good
Yeah. That's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's
sometimes. Sometimes you get the, hey, will
you
sign my
shirt? Well, you
probably
get mobbed for autographs, don't you? Oh, yeah.
No, just to sign my parking ticket or my speeding citation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, Virginia, you spoke a little bit about this. You're not originally from Pittsburgh, but you've been here for quite some time.
I happened to be dragged to Pittsburgh by a boomeranger. My husband left in, I think, 1980. And I'm sorry, 1976. And then he came back after law school and dragged me with him because I was from Florida. And the city had changed so much when he left for college. And when he came back, he said, it's just such a different city. We have to live here. And it was affordable.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is
you
know? The part where I'm allowed to get angry when Rachel goes, I was born in 1976.
Well, I'm a bicentennial baby. Right. So anytime someone says 1976, that's what I say.
Like, oh, shush.
I mean, that's my pickup line. I've been married for 24 years, but it's my pickup line. I was born in 1976.
How about that?
Virginia Lynn, the editor of Pittsburgh Magazine. Where can everybody follow the magazine online?
PittsburghMagazine.com. Yeah. And then you can sign up for all sorts of newsletters. We have the 412, which comes out almost every day of the week. We have Nest, which is like home design and real estate. Mm. Those real estate stories are unbelievably popular.
Very good. Yeah.
Unbelievably popular.
And now you have Be Well, right?
And we have Be Well that comes out on Mondays. And when we have PGH Eats, I believe that comes out on Wednesday. And
with
that's,
our friend Christy.
Restaurant coverage. And you probably had Christy on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Christy's great. We've seen her a lot.
Very prolific.
Well,
she lives in this area, and I know her well.
Well, you're going to have to invite her because for the March-April edition because she's eaten a lot of burgers.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah. I love that.
And so, and there's going to be fun things coming up in the summer that'll be open to the public that have to do with food. So
your invitation or anybody's invitation to come back. Yeah, it's your passport. Just call and we'll let you in.
Oh, okay. And listen, I have to shout her out because I'm actually in the March-April.
Yes.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
My best of the Berg.
Yeah.
Q&A.
And she is.
You're very kind. But it was a great conversation because some things you kind of forget, you know, some of the questions. But anyway, but I appreciated that. So thank you so much.
Great.
And obviously, we want to have you back on, just like Josh, so that we can find out what Pittsburgh Magazine has its finger on the pulse of Pittsburgh.
We've been around for 55 years, and we're really a lot more than just a magazine.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's all these events that we plan.
Sure.
I mean, we're extending our brand.
Right. Yeah, you're a brand. Yeah.
Right.
Presence,
I mean, it's just more and more and more what we're doing.
We love it.
All right, did you bring us a gift tonight?
I brought merch.
Okay, merch is fine.
Okay, we love merch.
If you consider it
we're cheap and easy.
Yeah.
But
there you
the last Best of the Berg party in 2019 before the pandemic, and we haven't had one since.
I know. How sad, I think.
And then a pen.
Well, who doesn't
need a pen? So we're scribes, you know. So it's just merch. It's nothing exciting like a dragon.
This I can feel. It's a good pen. Did you see that?
This is actually the third t-shirt we received.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you share them.
Awesome.
Okay. We share the t-shirts.
Right. We hang them on our cubicle here.
Okay. There you go. All right, Virginia, here's the part. As you know, we're playing
good at music. Okay.
I love that everybody is giving these clauses.
I'm really bad at it.
She rolled her eyes, just like Josh did. So.
Yeah, well, but Josh actually knew it.
He did know it.
Yeah, he was on it. All right.
Okay.
So Monica's going to play the song. You try to guess it. You can ask her to replay it. No problem.
And then I'm going to embarrass myself because
you will not.
Everybody else will know the song but me.
Ready? We're ready.
Oh, I actually know that one. Look at Rachel.
Trying not to make eye contact because I know.
Mitch Dugan. Listen to Mitch Dugan.
Family.
See, you know the song, right?
I know the song, but I don't know the name.
It's ABBA.
It's ABBA.
ABBA, that's
I hate ABBA, but
ABBA.
I mean,
I can't believe Monica let ABBA on our podcast.
Yeah.
Rachel hates
Do you know how much I hate ABBA? My daughter loves it, so it's fine.
Virginia Lynn, thank you so much
for taking It was so much fun.
It's always a pleasure, yes. You have to come back. We appreciate it. And make sure you read the story, because it was an amazing story about an amazing Pittsburgher. So thank you so much. Coming up next, we're going to chat with the one and only Mitch Dugan, and I think we're going to make sure you see some G-Jet. Stay with us, you Jagoff Late Night.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
The first part of this class is going to be hands-on cooking. And the second part of this class will be that we're going to sit down, we're going to eat, we're going to have a discussion over lunch. Let's talk about what you're making and how it's connected to your book.
Sure.
But as far as, you know, what significance does this recipe or recipes, yes, things that you're making today? But what is the significance for you, your family, how it's all connected?
Yeah, so, you know, food is family, food is love. And obviously, my parents owned the Prima Donna for almost 20 years. And so whenever I came up with this idea to do a cooking book, people like to talk about book, but they definitely, because there is such a food element behind this, they love the prima donna food and they miss the prima donna food. And so really these are family recipes that we're making today, which actually kind of helped to stem from the prima donna.
Our next guest is hamming it up, singing Feelings.
Yes, there feelings. You go. But before we talk to the one and only Mitch Dugan, we do a little segment called Jeet Jet, and our dear friend Tressa went over with Michaela to talk to Maria Palmer, who was in town talking about On the Rocks, the book that we've talked about a million times. Her dad and she do this great book and cook event, and we got some recipes from the prima donna, so make sure you check that out. Meantime, did you check out that we talked to Mitch Dugan this morning on our Toyota tailgate? We had so much fun,
right?
And we got him to talk Pittsburgh, and we got him to do the V-E-N-Z-A for Avenza.
Right.
I mean, thank God it was five letters because it worked out.
And then he got hired as an influencer and we got fired.
Yes.
Yes.
We no longer have jobs.
Mitch Dugan, D-U-G-A-N, welcome to the Jagoff Podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So
say Jeet Jet and I think nope, jupe.
Nope, jupe. That's right. That's exactly.
That is
you're
jupe.
The only one that has known that answer.
Nope,
see, true Pittsburgh. There
that is
go.
So true. Yeah. But no, truer Pittsburgh is that you showed up this morning and you went to high school with one of the salespeople there. Like, Lord. And you reminisced.
Haven't seen him in years.
Yeah. But then you get here tonight and find out that two people here went to the same high school.
Right.
How
right.
crazy is that?
Taylor Alderdice.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
Class of, I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's where we draw the line.
So we have a big announcement with you, Mitch, which we're going to tease now, but hold for later. But just tell us a little bit about you. Like, you're Pittsburgh, born and bred, never left or really didn't even need to boomerang back because you're just here, right?
Like mold, yeah. No, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh. Like we talked about, I went to Alderdice High School.
Yeah.
I went away for college, came back, went to Pitt Law, and decided to stay here and practice law in Pittsburgh. And I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah. And I think what we learn very quickly about people in Pittsburgh, either they leave and they've come back and realize, as Virginia said, that it's a whole new place, or they've stayed and sort of ridden through the craziness and the chaos to be in this city that's booming now. What is your biggest takeaway? Is it amazing to you to see? I mean, I always say we were a coal town, right? And now there's all these different businesses. What is something that resonates with you that you say, I never thought Pittsburgh would be this?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I definitely remember, you know, the transition during the Caligiuri years.
Okay.
Right? You know, steel was big and it
for
was
sure.
starting to decline, you know, and they did a good job with the Renaissance and
yeah,
all that.
Sure.
And they really did a really good job of keeping Pittsburgh alive and
yes.
Moving in business forward. And they're still trying to do that. It's a struggle, obviously, but yeah, I think it's great. And now we've got all kinds of restaurants.
Yes.
You know, when I was growing up, I don't remember as many restaurants. I mean, we didn't really go out to restaurants when we were kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
there were a handful, and that was it. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're becoming a foodie
Mitch,
town.
Mitch, did you see Rachel hit me just in the last segment?
Well, tell him why. I need an attorney.
No. I need an attorney because she.
Well, there's no fee.
Personal injury. Yeah.
You know, unless we get you money or the benefits you deserve. 1-888-99
D-U-G-A-N. Right? I love it. If you're listening to it on the radio or on the podcast, you need to make sure you go watch the video because the smile that he ends that D-U-G-A-N thing with is so funny. So we know that you're from Pittsburgh, and we started a project with you called the Mitch Minute, which is going to be featured here on the podcast every week, where you're not talking law, you're talking just Pittsburgh things, right? How's that?
Right.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I mean, Pittsburgh has so much to offer. We've talked about this many times. I mean, the sports teams, you know, the culture, the entertainment, you know, the museums, the parks, the restaurants. I mean,
You're a Pittsburgher true and true. And I think part of the reason that we wanted to show this was you are so into your work, as we've noticed from doing some of the videos with you. You throw yourself into your work, which means you are true to your craft, but you appreciate the city in which you live.
Right. And I appreciate the people here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that's the thing that makes Pittsburgh special is the people. Yeah. And you go anywhere in the world and, you know, and somebody, you say you're from Pittsburgh, and like we've talked about, they probably know you. They probably, if they're from Pittsburgh or from Greensburg, they're from Pittsburgh. We were somewhere recently, and they're from Pittsburgh, and they're like, where? And they're like, Altoona.
That's funny. Yeah.
But that's how it is. The people in Western Pennsylvania, you know, it's a great area. And we represent people, Altoona, State College, Erie, Uniontown, Sharon, you know, you name it, Washington, PA, everywhere.
And I think that's the key to the message that we're working on you with is the fact that, listen, somebody might seem a lot glitzy and have all this fast-talking kind of thing, but the fact is, you're a Pittsburgher. I could come and sit in your office. I can talk to you. I can meet you for a drink or a sandwich or whatever. You're here.
Yeah, and I actually work the cases. You might see me on TV, but I'm actually working the cases.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
no comment about other firms.
Yeah.
He is hysterical. What I learned very quickly at one of our first meetings was you are relatable and it's easy to sit and have a conversation with you. Is that something that you learned through your years of practicing law?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I think it's from my family. I mean, they were very down to earth people, you know, working class people. And my grandfather was the kind of guy, he could walk up, sit next to anybody anywhere and just start up a conversation. And I was very close with him growing up. And he was a flower delivery driver, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And just, I mean, and people loved him. And a quick story. One time we're at a restaurant with my family. It was actually Poli's in Squirrel Hill. It was like some special occasion.
Oh, my God.
I think it was my grandmother's birthday. And my grandfather goes to the restroom. And he comes back out of the restroom with Art Rooney Sr. And he's introducing everybody to us. You know, this is my, you know. And he sat down. And he's like, well, do you know him? And he's like, no, I just met him in the restroom.
That is so Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Right.
And that is something that you would have found. In fact, how interesting, because Virginia Lynn said, Poli Restaurant is one of the most commonly answered answers as far as people who want to bring back restaurants.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Yeah.
I can imagine why.
That was in Squirrel Hill for years.
Yeah.
But it was a fancy restaurant. It was like special occasion.
Oh, for sure.
The first time I ever had filet mignon.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really? What's it taste like? I'm not...
Yeah. Someone else bought it for me. That's
Did you end up at Rico's today?
No.
But okay, because that's a good place,
We're thinking Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Emiliano's.
Locally owned. Emiliano's.
No. Yeah. Even Monica likes Emiliano's.
It's locally owned, too.
Yes. Look at you doing your research on Pittsburgh.
Just like you. All right, so we have the Mitch Minute coming up, but in the meantime, did you bring something for our junk drawer?
Well, I thought it was supposed to be from my junk drawer.
It is from your junk drawer. Mitch, listen, Mitch, we didn't... You're right. Here's what we didn't do. We didn't explain to people that we keep
it. We need an attorney to review that language so people know.
Where was he
If you
then?
Have any waivers you need reviewed, let me know. I'm pretty good at that.
Right.
I can look for the loophole.
So what did you bring?
So I brought this ball of rubber bands, and this is... When I first went on my own, initially out of law school, I was working for somebody, and then I left and went on my own, and we shared space with another firm as an attorney and his secretary. And she would put rubber bands in a ball, and that's how she'd save them. She had this huge, it was bigger than a softball.
Okay.
And I started doing that at work and at home. And it's a great way to keep rubber bands. And this was in my junk drawer, and that's...
And for those listening on the radio or the podcast, it's almost the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, well, it was bigger, but I used some of them. Oh.
And I feel like we're wrong for telling him that we need to keep it. Like, yeah, it's his thing.
No, we can't
keep
it. Heirloom.
We can keep it. I'll get rubber bands.
Look at him.
Yeah.
We're tight with Mitch Dugan. Mitch, I don't even know how to start this conversation.
Are you ready to play Name That Tune with us?
Sure. I'm terrible at
this. Oh,
this is why we offer alcohol.
The only one not terrible at this game is Rachel. That's why she wants to play it.
By the way, we were having a big pizza conversation in the back before I got on about best pizza in Pittsburgh. You talk about Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's a good one. John will fight you on that because Monica. He has certain thoughts. Okay, sorry. You don't want to talk pizza? We're ready for it. All right, Monica, can you play Name That Tune? Go.
That's a good one.
What? Weasel.
And Billy Joel, We Didn't Start Weezer? The Fire.
Weezer.
No, it's Billy Joel. We didn't.
Oh, Billy
start
Joel.
The
we
fire.
Didn't start the fire.
Yes. You were mouthing. You were mouthing. We didn't start the fire, and he thought it was Weasel. Yeah. I caught on.
That's exactly what happened.
Saw the
Weasel. That was my office manager.
No longer.
Remember? No, she's great. She is.
All right.
She's
all
the best.
We do have to give her a shout out because she makes
phenomenal.
Sure that she's always there with us to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be.
And
doing.
And she's
right?
great with our clients. Yeah, she's on top of everything. She's
so when
awesome.
You hire Mitch Dugan, Dugan. Do it.
Dugan.
There you go. You get
Dugan Law.
Two. All right. Coming up right now
.com.
Is the very first Mitch Minute, the premiere showing here. It's about hiking. You jag off late night.
I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and it's got everything anybody could want. There's a lot of things in Pittsburgh I like to do. Pittsburgh has a lot to offer, I think, being born and raised here. The parks are one of them. And there's lots of places to hike in and around Pittsburgh. I started hiking, I think, during COVID, like most people, getting out of the house because, you know, cabin fever, that kind of thing. I mean, Pittsburgh's great, right? You have, you know, Shenley Park, Frick Park. You can go out to McConnell's Mill, Raccoon State Park. I'm not prepared to randomly hike. No. It's all, you know, I'm prepared to work. That's all I do. So if I'm going to go hiking or biking or something, it's definitely I have to do it around my work schedule. I always take my cell phone with me wherever I go. I'm checking my emails more than everybody likes. Well, it depends on the weather, right? So, you know, I think it's heavily dependent on the weather and how you dress. So that would be most important. Socks and shoes. Tennis shoes, if it's a short hike, or I have some hiking shoes, which are, you know, fancy tennis shoes, right? Right. And, you know, you just get an app, download an app on your phone in case you get lost, you know where you're going. It's a good thing to have. And if it's a hot summer day, then you definitely want to have bug spray. You know, if you're worried about ticks, probably long sleeves and a bottle of water bring with you if it's a hot day. Does this get edited? Do you guys edit these?
Yes, that's exactly the point.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
At Peoples Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Press-On nail in my dryer stuff, and
It was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. And if you enjoyed the Mitch Minutes, make sure you tune in because he's going to be giving us minutes every week. And now we get to have some music. We're talking to two pretty cool musicians. Adam Valens here from Drusky Entertainment. Always interested in talking to him. He let us call him the wrong name for years.
Right.
And now that we know it's right, we say it over and over.
I just got it. It's Valentine minus the time. That's the key.
And that's how I remember.
It's your time to shine, Valentine.
Valentine.
Right.
And you introduced us to Ben, and I called him the wrong name. I said, this is a Cajun project. He's like, or a Cajun concept. There you go. But we interviewed you on the radio not too long ago.
Yeah,
we
like
talked
a year
about
ago.
That. Yeah.
I actually got some award at Hartwood Acres, right?
Yeah. Well, it was one competition to get to play a big music festival there.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So, yeah. And
it was
actually,
Wonderworks. Yes.
More importantly, I am the one that told you about how to pronounce his last name because it was just around the same time that he had told me.
I went
years thinking it was Valen.
Oh, get out.
You blew it.
And then
why
wouldn't you want to be like Eddie Van Halen?
Van Halen, yeah.
Valen.
Yeah,
like it's
shorthand.
Like this, you know.
So don't feel too bad about it because he let me do it for years.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
And then one day he's in my kitchen, finally told me about it. And I'm like,
I got to tell you something.
Yeah. I just try to make it as anticlimactic as possible.
Yeah.
Well, we always look for an excuse to talk to you, Adam. It's always a fun time. And we're so happy that we could connect in person with Ben. So tell us, like, what has life been like since you won, since you're the guy?
Well, I own a helicopter now.
Oh, wow. You're a 56-year-old helicopter.
56-year-old helicopter.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a license because since I did the music festival, people are like, he's that cool.
Okay.
Right. So they let me fly around and kind of do my own thing.
Fantastic.
And you're best friends with our musician from last week.
Yeah, Elvis
Caleb.
Presley.
Yeah.
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 Wait, what did he call him? The poor version of Harry Styles.
Yeah. I think he said Walmart, but I gave him the Dollar General. He's more of a Dollar General kind of guy.
He really did have a good time, though. I don't know if he told you. Like, he was like, you know, he was like your typical afterward. He's like, this was seriously fun. And I was like, I know. We're not that bad.
He is a good time.
Yeah.
We hang out all the time.
It's so funny. He's a great musician.
Yeah. I wish a camera crew followed us around because it's honestly like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your music. Like, what are you doing that's different? Because we know that it's different.
Yeah. So actually, you asked what's gone on since I did that music festival and now. So with my music, probably the biggest thing is I recently broke a world record. I'm one of the first artists to incorporate the electric bagpipes. So you plug in a little XLR cable into them.
I'm looking at Adam because I don't know if this is true. Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we can fact check it later, but.
So Guinness Book of World Records won't acknowledge it because I guess they need to send someone out and that costs money.
It does.
And it's,
there's ways around it. You know, you can video it.
Really? And then they don't charge you?
There's still a fee, but it's not.
Okay. Yeah, well,
there's a lot.
The manager here said we got to cut expenses because we got to show.
We got to be budget friendly.
We need gas money to get to make my road for the podcast.
AI can't do all this for you, my friend.
Yeah, right. Wow, that's pretty cool, though.
So what is your music style? What are you playing as the Cajun concept?
So it's a good old-fashioned pop.
Okay. Right?
So got some four on the floor, little kicks and claps.
Yeah.
Okay. Some harmonies.
Okay.
And then my primary musician, whenever I'm playing live, is a 2014 MacBook Pro, right? So if you come see me live, you'll see that, and you'll be like, wow, I could have just stayed home and listened to Spotify.
You're selling yourself short, man. Yes, you definitely are.
So my main thing is I write and produce. So I record everything on my own. I'm doing a song a month right now. And so I started off in an attic, moved to my parents' garage, then moved to a basement. And then now I'm just kind of in the corner like by this like furnace.
Listen, it got a little better. You're by the thermostat.
Yeah, now you're at the thermostat here.
Yeah, I feel right at home, actually.
For someone who doesn't know, what is the instrument that you play? Like, so that someone can understand. Yeah. Do you sit on it?
So, the Cajon concept, you're supposed to sit on the drum and play. Actually, that has nothing to do with the name. When I was 16, 17, I wanted to come up with a name. And at the time, I was taking a woodshop class in high school.
Uh-huh.
And each semester, whatever you call it in high school, you had to build one project. And since I like music, I'm like, what is easier than a box? Mm-hmm. So I just built a little square and I drew a little logo
on
it.
There you go.
That's funny.
And yeah. And I was drawing it everywhere and people were like, what's that? And I'm like, it's just the Cajon symbol.
I love it.
There
I love
you
it.
Go. And there, now gonna, the rest is history.
We are going to hear you play some music.
Oh, yeah.
But in the meantime,
with
did
a laptop.
You bring something for our junk drawer?
Yeah, I did. I brought a couple things.
I
actually.
Like that he laughed. Adam, and I thought listen, you were reaching full disclosure, for the big Adam guitar did not case. Know.
I was reaching for some nunchucks.
I did find something. I did find
Did you
something.
Go through our own junk drawer to re-gift
yeah,
us?
Through,
oh,
what do we got here?
I brought you a koozie.
Oh, a Cajon. Cajon koozie.
Cajon koozie.
Who doesn't need that? Well, oh, you brought us multiple.
You're like a
T-shirts?
Brought some shirts for you guys.
Oh, my God. I love that we have merch. Yeah. This is so.
You're
we'll
like
Lee
Turbosa. You just keep pulling stuff out of your hat.
No, I got all kinds of stuff in here.
Wow.
I even have my social security card in here. You weren't supposed to see this. That's for me. All right, so for the drunk,
I love it.
Drunk
yeah,
drawer. Junk, for the junk drawer.
The drunk drawer
the
is.
The drunk drawer is something on. Different.
This thing's actually 5 feet deep, so I got.
Yeah, you just keep going in that bag.
Yes.
Give me. I'm trying to do it with
go
one.
Do it. Fine. Do it.
Adam,
do it.
You have one? Seriously?
I did, and it's not for any of you. It's for my.
All right.
What?
For the junk drawer.
Oh my God. God, for those listening, he gave us a hot dog on a bun. What would it take for me to eat this?
John, please don't eat it.
Hey.
He's not kidding. John, don't eat it.
Is it safe? Oh 2 hours God. Ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Where
now?
Did you get it?
This is
where?
Like the Yinzer version of so a
that's,
hot
yeah,
ones.
That,
in a
that's
way.
Actually a Gekko
in
hot
a weird
dog.
Way, yes.
It's a Gekko hot dog.
It's a Gekko hot dog. I'm usually a Sheetz guy.
Same.
Right?
Wow. Yes.
But for the first time I went to Gekko, I was very impressed. It's a good quality hot dog.
So you bought Dude. Two and you put one in your bag?
Actually, okay. So actually, I went to go get hot. I love hot dogs, so I went to order two, or maybe I was ordering four, but they come in pairs of two. So I actually got eight hot dogs.
Oh my!
So I have like seven other hot dogs just sitting in my car right now.
Oh my God! Oh you could have brought them up.
Well, I didn't know the vibe.
Yeah, what's a hot dog vibe for sure? It's a stadium hot dog vibe.
I didn't know the vibe.
Adam, what did you bring us?
Well, now it's appropriate because I brought this for you because I want you to know that you're mommy's little star.
Oh,
I got a little star.
I love it. One guest 2022,
is going to take another. That's secretly my swimming pool pass from 2023.
Put that.
Thank you.
Put that in the hot time dog. Capsule. Right.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, in nice. The time capsule.
Nice.
All right, we're super stoked because we want to actually hear you. But in the meantime, can you guys play a little Name That Tune real quick?
Absolutely.
All right, Monica, do we have a second for Name That Tune? All right. See.
No Rain.
No Rain.
No Rain. Yeah.
That was so good. That was really good. I knew you'd get it. All right. We played enough Name That Tune. We appreciate you guys. Where's everybody find you?
Spotify, iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Cajon Concept.
CajonConcept.com.
Easy.
CajonConcept.sale.CloroxWipes.com.
All right. You're going to get to hear him perform next on your Jack Off Late Night.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick. I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Presson nail in my dryer stuff and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer vent tune we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For
so
4 hours.
Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
Hi, my name is Ben, a.k.a. Cajoni Jabroni. This song's called Trashy State of Mind. It's the love child of Coldplay and Toby Keith. Here it goes.
Oh, my Lord,
this place is fine. I've got nothing on my mind and I'm just floating. I kind of feel like getting toasted. Walking through lobbies with no shirt on. If I pay, I get the mostest. I've got a trashy state of mind. Packing lunch and saving dimes. If it's free, that's where I'll be. My trashy habits follow me. Bacon, eggs with smuggled wine. The Continental ends in nine and I'm still floating. I kinda feel like getting toasted. Flip through the brochure, find some coupons. Looks like I'll get my hotel pool on. I've got a trashy state of mind. Packing lunch and saving dimes. If it's free, that's where I'll be. My trashy habits follow me. Hey, you're just as important if you pay. Trashy state of mind, packing lunch and saving dimes. If it's free, that's where I'll be. My trashy habits follow me.
Thank you very much. I'm going concert. Got a show May 11th at Thunderbird Music Hall. It's the greatest show.
Wait,
the greatest
hits. Can't grab the mic. Go ahead, do it.
Got a show May 11th at Thunderbird Music Hall. It's called The Greatest Show with the Greatest Hits. We got Sweat, Melt, Hot Dogs. Gonna try to hire a clown and a balloon guy. So.
Oh my gosh!
That is pretty awesome.
Oh
wow.
My goodness, that's a party. That's for Jeez. Sure. Now, have you played there before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, and yeah. What makes that a great venue?
The bathrooms are pretty clean,
and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, some of these places you play,
I'm sure
they got wooden toilet seats, and in a public setting, you don't want that.
No.
Now, what kind of ritual do you have before you go on stage? Do you not eat? Do you eat? Do you eat?
Hot dogs in a bag.
Because right now this is about going to happen here.
John, please don't do it.
Usually it's, oh crap, we got to go play.
Oh, like, is that right?
Yeah. We're in the middle of doing some shenanigans or something.
Do you like to get to the venues early?
Yeah, it depends on the show. My favorite ones are the ones where you don't have to bring anything, you just show up.
Okay.
And then other ones I got to like bring lights and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fun, but you got to get there earlier.
Yeah, for sure.
But
well,
okay. We appreciate that Adam Fallon, not Phelan, they hooked us up with you because we the fact that you won this thing and then we didn't reconnect until right now.
I've been calling you guys nonstop.
Yeah. Well, Michaela, you know, she does. Yeah, she's new.
It's either Michaela, Johnny, or
Monica. You're each of your personal mobile phones.
Oh.
Ring
off the hook. New phone, who
dis? Yeah. Yeah. Who dis? Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Your website one more time.
CajonConcept.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more so because there's still some time until May 11th, but obviously Drusky Entertainment brings some great shows.
Yeah, right? they're presenting it along with WYEP, which
look
I don't
at that.
Think
yeah,
I
yeah, we'll cut that. That but
yeah. there'll be a noise right there. Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice we didn't talk about other attorneys?
Yeah,
we didn't
I know.
But you had to throw the radio station in.
Yeah. Give that the old bleep. I'm blushing.
Bleep. We love a bleep.
Good. Good to meet you, Willie Nelson. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
So, thank you to Dryer Vent Wizard. Thank you to Mitch Dugan. Thank you to Fifth Influence for bringing us Mitch Dugan.
Absolutely, yeah.
And thank you to Virginia Lynn from the Pittsburgh Magazine. And Kutch, thank you for all you bring to Pittsburgh,
so true, yeah.
And thanks to Josh Axelrod.
You remembered absolutely everybody. I had nothing to say. That
How
was awesome.
That?
Yeah.
You forgot Q92.
Time for you to say something
I'm
right
speechless.
Now.
Yeah, I wanted to play a round of Name That Tune. because I thought we had tied, but clearly you don't want to play against me. So that just means that you need to come see us play against Team PTL next week at the Pierce Studio in the Cultural District, all for good causes. I think that our team's going to win. We're full of radio personalities.
Get your tickets on. Yeah, jagoff.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it.